Hello, my audio boo friends. What you just heard is a short excerpt of a piece of music called Orient Express by one Jean-Michel Jarre. Yes, the Jean-Michel Jarre. For those of you into electronic music, you will know that name as the 1970s and 1980s, and even into the 90s, quintessential electronic composer. Composer, arranger, and he went on to win, I think, several world records in concert attendance, with one of the biggest being, I was just reading it yesterday in Wikipedia, it was a staggering 3.5 million people attended one of his concerts. Anyhow, so why am I talking about Jean-Michel Jarre? Apart from the fact that I'm sort of discovering his music really for the first time. And how? All right, let me explain something to you. A while back, I mean, many, many years ago. In fact, the minute I tell you the medium on which I heard him for the first time, you'll understand how far back we go. I first heard him on an 8-track cartridge that a friend of mine had, and it was some kind of KTEL compilation. KTEL was a company that used to put out all these LPs, vinyl albums, and 8-track tapes, and also cassette tapes. And sometimes they would have all sorts of different music. And in this case, I think it was synthesizer greats or something, or greatest hits or something like that. Subsequently, I bought another 2-set of cassettes of the greatest synthesizer hits of the century or something. Something like that. I don't know. Some weird title. And among which was Jean-Michel Jarre, and I think it was his piece Oxygen. One of his more popular pieces, anyway. Now, not knowing much about Jean-Michel Jarre, other than, you know, what I could glean off of Wikipedia, what I did find was a radio service, an internet radio, I guess, streaming service called RDO, R-D-I-O, RDO.com. Look it up, because what I love about these guys is, even with the free account that they give you, there are ads, but they're not that intrusive. There's only about 2 or 3 different types of ads, and most of them are just ads about RDO itself, which you're already listening to. But it's obviously to promote their premium accounts. If you're on the web, so listening to them on their browser, or on your browser, on their webpage, RDO.com allows you to listen to an entire album from an artist. So you type in the names, the artist's name, and then it'll come up, and you can... There's different ways to listen to an artist. You can pick a particular album, or you can just pick the artist station, and then you have a slider where you can either listen to just the artist, or the slider, you can put it in the middle or go out to the right-hand side, which is called more adventuresome, where you want to listen to music of the same genre as that artist. So in the case of Jean-Michel Jarre, you'll hear other electronic music artists. And it gives you a good sort of a powdering, if you wish, of different artists of that genre. So I decided to fire up the web browser, go to RDO.com, plug in Jean-Michel Jarre, and chose to just listen to a few of his albums, just to get a taste of what they were like. And I I purchased Jean-Michel Jarre concerts from China, or concerts in China. And although I like it, I think it'll probably grow on me more than anything else, because there's some pieces that I really enjoy, some pieces I don't enjoy. So it's just, I guess, like anything else, you know, even if you like one or two pieces of music from a CD, after a while you start discovering that other pieces have charms of their own. It just takes a little while at times. And that's the same thing with this Jean-Michel Jarre CD. Well, originally an album. And that's it. Like I said, I like it. It's not maybe my cup of tea every day. It's not something But I like the fact also that it's a live album, and I've been really getting into live albums of late. Just kind of lying back at night, the lights out, my headphones on, and with my eyes closed, and just enjoying not only the music, but also the ambiance, sometimes the chatter and the talk. Sometimes I find there's not enough of that on live albums to really immerse you into a live setting, which I really, really enjoy. I suppose maybe part of me misses going to live concerts. You know, that this past summer I went to Marcus Miller, and I also went to Lindsey Stirling with my daughter and her friend. So I got two concerts in this year, which was pretty good. And who knows, maybe I might take in something else in the new year. I'll see. I'll keep my eyes open. I'm not sure who I would want to go see at this point, but I'll check it out. I'll see what comes up, and I'll let my Audio Boo friends know. Absolutely. But definitely, if you don't know Jean-Michel Jarre, look him up and check rdio.com. That's rdio.com. And yeah, it's pretty cool for a free streaming. I only have the free account, and I like it. It's allowed me to discover some new music, or allowed me to listen to music from an artist that I'm not sure if I'd want to buy a CD or two. And it's a great way because it's free, it's perfectly legal, and it gives you a real good taste of what to expect. So, all right, that's it. I'm off to do groceries. It's Monday evening, the usual grocery night for me. And thank you for listening, and hope you're all have started off your November in full swing. I can tell you the temperature here in Montreal has dipped. Not a lot. I mean, we went from about 12 to 14 degrees to about 7 degrees on average, 7 to 9 degrees. And progressively over the next few weeks, it's going to lower even more, until we get into December and in January, and in the deep freeze of, I guess, the end of January, beginning of February, until we start sort of coming around on the other side of the hump into, you know, March and April. That's going to be a long winter for yours truly on several, you know, accounts. But, and maybe I'll elaborate further on a next Audio Boo about that. All right, take care, and again, thank you for listening.